Everybody please stand for the flag salute.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting, Tuesday, September 17, 2019. The time is now 7:50. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 29, 2018 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco is absent, excused this evening. Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor, except for Commissioner Petracco. He's absent, excused this evening.
This past week, Commissioner Petracco lost his mom, Victoria. I just ask everybody to have a moment of silence in her memory. Thank you. 2 minutes, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. We have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for August 20th, 2019.
Move minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Stay.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for minutes, Mayor.
Let's do correspondence, Madam Clerk.
Yes. We have two this evening. One is for the VFW Post 493. They have submitted a letter requesting permission to hold a pull tab raffle from July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020, including all Sundays. And the Nutley Academic Booster Club has submitted an application for a social affair permit to hold their wine tasting event on October 25th, 2019 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Nutley Museum. I need a motion.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And that's it for correspondence.
Let's do reports.
I have the code enforcement report for the month of August.
Commissioner Petracco has a public safety report for the month of August, and Public Works has monthly progress reports for June, July, and August. Let's go to the little one.
Thank you, Mayor.
Commissioner Tucci.
Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, from the chatter you've been hearing this evening while we were in the back taking care of some important business was absolutely chatter of happiness, of a group of folks and an entire town being proud of the accomplishments of what our children can do and what our adults can do when their energies are channeled properly. And this evening, I have the very high distinction, all right, of presenting this resolution. And just for everyone's edification, for the first time in the history of Little League play here in Nutley, we have a state championship team. Let's give them a round of applause. The Nutley American Little League Intermediate 57, the All-Stars, won the District 2 title over the Clifton Little League and then beat Chester Mendham Little League to win the Section 1 and Section 2 title. In the state championship versus Middletown Little League, Nutley swept the best of three series in deciding fashion 4-0 and 13-2. Whereas this team wasn't done, for the first time in the history of Little League play in Nutley, we have a regional champion. Representing the state of New Jersey in the Eastern Regionals, Nutley overwhelmed Connecticut, and Mercy ruled them 12-1. In the next round, Nutley was relentless again, and Mercy ruled the team from New York. To make it to the regional final out of the winner's bracket, Nutley beat Maryland 6-3. In the regional finals, Nutley had to beat Maryland once, with Maryland needing two wins. Nutley lost a close game to Maryland, 4-1, that forced a rubber match. In that rubber match, Nutley was dominant and dispatched Maryland 13-3 to earn a berth in the Little League Intermediate World Series in Livermore, California. Whereas playing on ESPN Plus in front of an international audience, East Region Nutley ran into a powerhouse team from Southeast Region Alabama and fell 11-2. In an elimination game, East Region Nutley lost a heartbreaker to host team District 57, California 10-8. In the consolation game against Australia, East Region Nutley came out on top 15-6. A great experience was had by the boys and coaches, and they represented Nutley, the state of New Jersey, and the region with honor throughout the tournament. Whereas coaches Peter Breihoff and Joseph Haynes led the following boys on the successful campaign, and Nutley could not be prouder, that the players were Jonathan Breihoff, Rocco DeLitta, Anthony DiPaolo, Miles Gomez, Joseph Haynes, Kevin Gerardo Prasat, Jacob LaMonaco, Ryan Roque, Christopher Sarno, Eric Thompson, and Jada Velez. Whereas this group is special because this team is a combination of the best of Nutley American and Nutley East playing under the Nutley American Charter, and shows what a merged Nutley team can accomplish on the diamond. There will be talk of what could have been in years past, but the reality is that this team, these boys, actually accomplished something that no team has before in Nutley, and for that, they will always be legends. Congratulations to the Nutley Little League Intermediate All-Stars District 2, Section 1 and 2, New Jersey, and East Region Champions. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey join with the citizens of Nutley to honor and congratulate the members and coaches of the Nutley Little League Intermediate team for their exceptional efforts and accomplishment. I so very proudly move this resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Before I vote, I'd like you to know that what you have accomplished was not only watched and looked at by the sports world, but by a lot of people not involved in sports. It was an amazing, amazing feat that you made. And you made your township proud, you made the state proud, and you made this nation proud. Thank you, and God bless you, and I vote yes.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
To everyone, congratulations. I always enjoy these resolutions because it's about acknowledging and recognizing all of the people of Nutley, all of our residents, and one of the special things about it is we acknowledge all of the young talent that we have. So I gladly vote yes.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Congratulations, guys, and the parents. You know, when you go through a summer with the guys you become close with, you win with them, you lose with them, you laugh with them, and you cry with them. And this, when you look back 20, 30 years from now, you're going to remember the summer and the guys that you went through that with. So I proudly vote aye.
Gentlemen, would like to come forward for a photo. Assemblymen, would you please join us?
Thank you.
Well, you can hit.
Guys, can you either stick around or we'll give you a couple of minutes to shuffle out. It's up to you guys.
We're running out of here.
I guess I'm not interested in the budget.
We're shuffling the agenda tonight. We're going to bring up Nutley Family Service Bureau and Joe Armitano, Eileen Painter, and Emma Cortez. Who's speaking? Joe? Come on up. Just state your name and your affiliation.
Yes. My name is Joe Armitano. I'm the Director of Clinical Services and Programming at Nutley Family Service Bureau. And I first want to just thank all the commissioners for the privilege and the time that you're giving me to speak to all of you tonight about the topic that I'm going to speak about, because I am very passionate about it, and particularly want to thank Mayor Scott Kelly and Commissioner Rogers for their commitment to this topic as well. The mayor, as the mental health administrator, has been deeply involved, and Commissioner Rogers, who we have worked with the Department of Health. Also, I know, and really that's one of the reasons that we decided to ask for this time tonight, because we know that back in July the topic of suicide prevention came up at this meeting, and we really appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about that tonight, and to thank everybody in the council for embracing this topic, which is a really important one. The Nutley Family Service Bureau, I'm sure I'm not telling you all of you something you don't know. We've been in the town for over 100 years, since 1913, and one of the things that we have always tried to do is to be adaptable and to grow and adapt with the town. Right now, I think the two issues in mental health that are probably the most important are the opioid crisis and the alarming rate of suicide and suicide attempts in our society. Nutley is an example of it. I mean, we've been touched at the Bureau by a couple of particular examples, but I think even in the media we've heard about the alarming rates with veterans, with first responders, with police officers, with the elderly, with youth. It's an epidemic. So the walk that's coming up in October is something that the Out of the Darkness Walk is something that's going to shed even more attention on it. The Bureau, I'm registered to attend that walk, so the Bureau wants to position itself tonight so that we could be a part of anything that the town is doing. We've grown in the time that I've been there. I started out at Nutley Family Service Bureau back in 2010 as an intern. I was getting my master's in social work, and I was assigned to be at Nutley for my field placement, and it became a place that as soon as I walked in, I knew I belonged there. And luckily, I was with a team of people who really were committed to growth. And I have two people here tonight with me who I've gotten to know. Eileen Painter is our executive director. Emma Cortez is one of our board members, who really I think has been involved on the board since the time I've been here in one capacity or another. So in the time I've been there, we've been committed to a mission, and that mission has been to strengthen the emotional and social well-being of individuals and families through affordable mental health counseling and affordable social services. So that's a key word, affordable. In the time I've been here, we've grown into a professional staff of licensed clinical social workers, licensed professional counselors, and a lot of support people Those of you that know Yolanda Solis, who is our administrative manager, has been leading the support effort in the agency and really impacted the community in that role for quite a long time. So because we've been successful growing on the mental health side, we've been able to expand with our social services. And that's why now we're positioned in a way where we have, because of Eileen's her role here, we have really developed a positioning to be as available to the community and surrounding communities, and to really be responsive to whatever the needs are. This is a need that's here right now. So what have we done? Case management has been a big thing that we've done. We right now have about 450 clients of individuals, couples, and families that see us for psychotherapy. We have some thriving groups going on, a men's group, which took a long time for us to get going, but it's been going for about 2.5 years. I just left it right now. We run for every first and third Tuesday of every single month. We have a group for families and loved ones of addiction that are affected by addiction. And we have a women in transition group. We have social skills groups for kids that have been in existence for at least 5 years and are still thriving. So we really have a lot of services that we offer. And we also have built a lot of partnerships in the town. We're working on a partnership now with the schools to address, and we're going to be meeting with Superintendent Glazer this week to discuss the new law that was passed in New Jersey that mental health has to be on the curriculum of every public school in New Jersey from kindergarten through 12th grade. And we're going to position ourselves to partner with the schools so that we can offer whatever services that we can. When the town was hit by suicides recently and by sudden deaths, we were there. We had about 3 years ago a suicide, unfortunately, in the high school, and we opened our doors for 2 weeks and provided free services to whoever wanted to walk in and needed counseling, needed support, just needed someone to listen to them. And that's another area that we have been involved with. So basically, I guess in closure tonight, you know, it's very symbolic, I think, that we were here tonight on the night where we're celebrating the youth of our community. The youth of our community probably in 2019 probably has more challenges against it than probably any other generation before it. And mental health is going to be something that will be really important for them to have access to. So I think in that light, we just wanted to present ourselves tonight in a way to be able to say whatever help we can offer in whatever initiatives are going to be happening around mental health and especially around suicide prevention. We feel that it's good timing. The council seems really open to it now based on what happened in July. So we want to make sure that we are we just had our voices heard tonight. So I thank you. I thank you for your openness.
Thank you, Joe. I want to congratulate you on being newly named the clinical director.
Thank you very much.
And I want to congratulate you on a great fundraiser over the weekend. Hope you guys raised a lot of money. I don't want to leave. Commissioner Tucci has a great interest in mental health.
I'm sorry.
He's a CEO of a mental health organization.
I didn't know that. I apologize, Commissioner Tucci.
No apology necessary.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
Joe, I have a question. You mentioned veterans.
Yes.
Mentioned first responders. And you mentioned a new men's group. Stigma, where does that prevent people from seeking treatment and not getting the help they need, especially in suicide prevention?
Well, I think probably Nutley is probably one of the best communities to be, I guess, an example of that. I mean, we're an agency that was created back in 1913 to basically be a service to the community of Nutley. But what happens in a town like Nutley is what you see here tonight that is such a, I guess, a strength of the town also becomes a barrier because everyone knows everyone. Judgment is something that people fear. The whole idea of stigma where it is connected to groups like first responders, veterans, you're talking about groups of people who see mental health, seeking mental health treatment as weakness. If people in their environment find out, not only judgment, but it could be much more punitive and dangerous for them in terms of the repercussions that can come from it. So there's a lot of fear. I've worked with quite a few police officers on my caseload, and they come to Nutley Family Service Group because almost like as if they were going to a private practitioner, they know that they have the privacy there and the confidentiality, which we hold that so as such an important thing. But yeah, that's why the whole idea of stigma free now is it's something that is becoming much more of a visible thing. I was doing some research after I spoke to you on Sunday morning, Mayor, and one of the things I found out was that Bergen County has 69 out of 70 county towns that are stigma-free environments. You don't have to be a town, you could be a school, you could be an organization. It's basically you're showing that you have a commitment that anyone that comes into that environment is going to feel that they are welcome in terms of who they are and in terms of whatever way they may be stigmatized, that they're going to feel welcome. And it involves initiatives that the town commits, that the organization or the town commits itself to.
I know we all have a friend who took their own life that we wish he would have gotten help.
Yeah.
Commissioners, any questions or comments?
Just one comment, if I might, Mayor. You know, earlier this month, there was a service for Ruth Bedford, who was one of the chief sponsors on the Nutley Family Service Bureau. And whenever Nutley Family Service Bureau name pops up, you have to think of Ruth because she worked for so long, so hard to promote, you know, all of the goals of the agency and to keep it solvent for so many years and just did so much. This was just one of the many things that she's done. All right, so I'm very happy and I'm very pleased, Joe, that you're here and Eileen and the rest of the folks that you have there to carry on in that tradition, all right? And if there's anything we can do, and I know I speak for everyone here, to help further your efforts with the Family Service Bureau, we always stand ready to help.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that, Commissioner Tucci.
So I would just add a couple things. One, it's a Mauro, dead on about Ruth, right? Just a wonderful lady who was so involved and was so passionate about the Nutley Family Service Bureau. So this is, I agree, and I want to echo that. But you know, you guys do so much more than just mental health, right? And I think it's to your credit, it would be important to acknowledge, you know, all of the volunteers, the people that you know support the thrift shop, the food pantry, right, for you. That we were in, you know, in need to have that taken. You know, somebody step up and take responsibility because the Red Cross was moving out of town on the food pantry and really get that under control. So, just I also want to acknowledge, you know, all the great work that you're doing on the other end of this spectrum is that sometimes people don't need financial help, but they do need emotional stability and, you know, maybe some food, some clothing, and from what I see, the socializing and the acceptance that they can actually go do what they need to do, but keep their heads held high. So a lot of respect and a lot of dignity. So I think it's important to acknowledge that part of what the Family Service Bureau does as well.
Thank you, Commissioner Evans. I mean, I really feel so supported here tonight by both Eileen and Emma, who really, I think, in terms of what you're talking about, I mean, the efforts and the blood, sweat, and tears that go into something like you're talking about when it comes to volunteers. One of the reasons that I really felt passionate about taking this role on when Felicia left, and she really was someone who, I mean, she grew the agency to position it for the success that we're having right now. And Eileen, though, is passionate about volunteers. She just is. She doesn't just see a volunteer as someone who comes and gives their time. It was a commitment to her that the environment in our building at 169 become an environment that if people walked in, they would see the volunteers were really having an environment that they could feel comfortable in, that they could do their work in, that they could be proud of. And really, I mean, volunteering is probably one of the underpinnings of our society, but I think if volunteers are treated that way, it would really entice more people to want to do it. So, really, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you for coming in. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. We're really moving around today. We're going to go to the budget presentation. How's that?
Want to do the bill list first?
Sure, you want to do the bill list?
So we don't forget it.
Bill list, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. Bill list for September 17, 2019. Public Affairs, $99,108.79. Revenue and Finance, $2,697,717.70. Public Safety, $18,207.61. Public Works, $71,624.83. Parks and Public Property, $30,906.08. Water Utility, $311,032.63. Overtime Payroll, $42,313.87. Total Payroll, $843,501.44, for a grand total of $4,072,099.08.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Thank you. Okay. Tonight we have a few things to do regarding the budget. I am very pleased to share with you that we've been able to negotiate our transitional state aid for this year in the amount of $3,250,000. That coupled with the stated commitment of the board that said we will keep to a 2% tax increase this year, that even though the aid is lower than what we had originally asked for, which was $4.1 million, we have held to that commitment. So there will be no budget or tax increase other than what was originally programmed. And at the municipal level, that was a 2% increase for the year. So there will be no adjustment of the November tax bills to account for any adjustment in state aid. It's been a little bit of a wild ride, you might think for a moment. We did all of the upfront work with a lot of support from Assemblyman Ralph Caputo, leading the way with Joe D. DeFincenzo, our Essex County Executive, and the full support of the Board of Commissioners. We asked for $4.1 million worth of aid. We actually stayed at that level through the adoption of the state budget, but post-budget adoption, the governor in many areas, because of reservations around our revenue stream and some changes in spending, had quarantined categories of spending, which included the entire transitional aid pool. While that pool is still frozen by the governor, we have been involved with his office, with him directly, with Ralph Caputo's help, who's here tonight, and others, to actually compel them to help us, because after tonight's meeting, we would not be able to continue to operate as a municipality, because we would in fact run out of money. And statutorily we can't adopt, we can't in effect introduce another temporary budget, which would in effect approve the entire budget for the year, which we hadn't adopted. So the statutes are against us, logic was against us. So using that as a backdrop, we had some very intense negotiations over the last several weeks and follow-up calls, which resulted in last evening achieving a transitional aid amount of $3,250,000. That's only part of the story, because this board had made a commitment early on and said we will only have a 2% increase this year. If you remember from the spring when we introduced the budget, it was at 3.85%. So before we even looked at state aid, we had to find 1.85% reduction in a 50-something million dollar budget in order to hit that target. So with the full support of the board and their full cooperation, I want to share with you a couple of the actions that took place. Early in the year, Commissioner Tucci had negotiated lower medical rates that have benefited us, which we, in the original introduction, we were able to reduce that cost by $500,000 this year. He had indicated at that time that he continued to research that and continue to do his analysis. And so to get to where we are tonight, he made a further reduction, which I'll let him talk about. The mayor, through the water utility, we had a water utility deficit amount included in our budget, but the mayor had made a commitment to resolve that issue. And so in getting here to tonight, that issue has been resolved in our budget, so we don't have to actually provide for that deficit. The water utility stands on its own. And the mayor can comment on that as well. Commissioner Petracco is not here, but in order to make this work, we had to reduce the public safety budget by $150,000 to do that. I didn't need to go to Steve because we didn't have to get down to pennies. His budget and mine seemed to be the smaller amounts, so I didn't have to get under $100 to get there. So I didn't have to get to Steve. But nonetheless, fully supportive that as a board, we have to demonstrate to the community that we can live within our means. So recognizing all of that, we were able to actually tonight do two things. One is we will introduce and have a public hearing on a budget amendment that will reduce overall spending by approximately $1 million. We will include the amendment for the state aid. And after we do that, we will then, based upon that lower number, adopt the budget for 2019. And that's progress. But on one overall note, the transitional state aid is something that we've been working on since 2013, which we got our first award in 2014. Accumulatively, since then, we have actually received, including this year, over $24 million worth of transitional state aid, which we have to, in my word, fight for every year and justify why we need that money. It takes a lot of effort on the part of not just me, but a bunch of people to be able to do that. So I wanted to, on behalf of the board, thank Assemblyman Ralph Caputo for all of his efforts, which go back to the beginning when we actually introduced legislation to try and protect the town from the closure of the Roche site. The most significant aspect of the transitional state aid, while it on average, probably if you think about the 10,000 taxable units that we have in town, has saved everyone probably close to $2,500 since 2014 in taxes. The most significant piece of that has been our ability as a governing body to focus on the long-term health and branding of the and rebranding of the Hoffman Roche site. You've seen the medical school get established and operate. Modern Meadow is a bio leather fabricator is there, and very soon, aside from Hackensack Research, Ralph Lauren will be occupying that property in October. All of that was grounded on the initial work that Commissioner Tucci and at the time Mayor Petracco did in looking at the repurposing committee, and then the continuing work that Mayor Scarpelli and I have been doing since then to actually move this forward. There's not one decision that's made about Hoffman Roche or state aid that isn't done without the full backing of the Board of Commissioners. We have had that opportunity to discuss where we want to go, and the aligned thinking and the alignment that's brought us to this point is a testament to the value of trust and teamwork. So with that, I want to just acknowledge my commissioners and Commissioner Tucci, the mayor, if you'd like to say something, go right at it.
Thank you, Mayor. First of all, I'd like to commend Commissioner Evans, all right, because he absolutely took the lead on this. And while we have five independent thinkers sitting up here, all right, when it comes to what's best for this township and how we spend our tax dollars, we are one body. All right, and I think that's important that everyone understands that. Tom did an outstanding job. I mean, Ralph Caputo, there are not enough good words for me to say about Ralph Caputo. He takes on the hard fights, all right, whether it's with people in his own party or the opposite party. He doesn't care. Ralph Caputo is about doing what's right for the town of Nutley, and Belleville's loss was absolutely Nutley's gain. So, Ralph, I want to thank you for all of your efforts in making this a reality. All right. Mayor Scarpelli, Commissioner Rogers, and Commissioner Petracco, who are not with us this evening because of his loss, everyone pulled together on this. All right, and everyone went through their budgets time and time again. We had great leadership and great guidance from Tom. This is his bailiwick. Finance and numbers are his thing. All right, and he absolutely led the way. I mean, we were able to scrub out about $600,000, because in addition to that $500,000 that we have already reduced from health benefits, we came up with another $100,000, all right, and we continually look at how we do things and how we insure people to see how we can save money, whether it's on the health insurance side or whether it's on the property and casualty side through the JIF, where our administrative costs are some of the lowest around and our payouts are even lower than that. And actually today we got a great statistic. At our meeting this morning, our workers' compensation cases have been reduced by 14%. And while there are many different elements in insurance, that's the problem child in the room always. All right. So we're even addressing that through some of the educational programs. I don't want to belabor the point. I'm very pleased with all the work that was done, with everyone that helped, and everyone used their own channels. All right, whether it was the county executive, the assemblyman's office, the senator's office, all right, the mayor contacting them, Commissioner Rogers, Commissioner Petracco, and this is what happens when everyone works together. So this is a good example for all of the other folks in the town to follow. Take our lead on this. It works.
Commissioner? Well, I certainly concur with my fellow commissioners. It certainly is a teamwork, and these past 7.5 years, the one thing that I have been very proud of, and I've really made a lot of statements around this country, is the integrity of this board and the challenges that you have met. Commissioner Evans, can't say enough about you. I've said it over and over again. We're blessed to have you with the brain you have and the numbers that you've crunched. But I do have something to say to someone. This is coming from the other side of the aisle. But I have this opportunity. I like to see some opportunities for some of it. Since the day I came to Nutley, you have been one of the most terrific representatives of the people. You never let party get in the way. You never let anything get in the way of doing your job. And you've been very, very visible. So I just want to let you know that, hey, look, as a friend, I'm proud of you. But as a person who believes in government and good representation, you're a role model. And I thank you for helping us out with this, with a very big challenge. And I hope to, well, I was actually going to say, the press is here, I was going to say, I'll run for governor one day, but please strike that. But I've got to tell you. But you know what? Thank you so much, and may God bless you as you move on in your career. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mayor.
I want to thank all the commissioners for the work they did on their budgets, and especially the last couple of days, and getting down a little bit further to where we had to be. Especially want to thank Commissioner Evans for his hard work, and he's been daily on the phone with Trenton in various capacities to get that transitional aid. And of course, our Assemblyman Caputo, he not only helped us with the transitional aid, but we've had a myriad of issues that needed his help over the past year, and he's always been there for us. And I can't thank you enough, Ralph. I can't thank you enough. You know, we were able to, on the public works side, we were able to find some unaccounted water through leak detection and some other things that we've done, and that helped us reduce the budget, the operating budget of the water department, which enabled us to reduce the budget on the public works side because we had some money in there to cover the shortfall. So, again, I thank everybody. I think Commissioner Tucci said the best is a team. It's a team. And no I in team. And we work together to get it done. And appreciate all your hard work of everybody here. So, Commissioner, again, thank you for your I think you were burning up the wire in Trenton.
Yeah, they don't want to hear from me for a little while.
Yeah, don't aggravate me.
So, they know me. They know me. So we'll just move forward. I want to move to our resolution, which is the budget amendment. It's resolution number 22519, which includes a series of adjustments, as you've been hearing, to reduce the water utility deficit to reflect a lower anticipated state aid and adjust in other areas, including medical. I'm going to, I think we have to open it up right now to a public hearing for those amounts before we vote on the amendment.
Anybody like to be heard on the budget amendments tonight?
Move to close.
Seeing none, we move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the local municipal budget for the year 2019 was approved on the second day of April 2019, and whereas the public hearing on said budget has been held as advertised, whereas it is desired to amend said approved budget, now therefore be resolved by the Board of the Commissioners, the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, that the following amendments, as I previously mentioned, are hereby approved in the 2019 budget. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The second piece of business is do we need to adopt the budget tonight? We previously held a public hearing on that budget in April, in the April time frame. So tonight it's a matter of just adopting the budget now as amended. Be resolved by the governing body of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, that the budget herein before set forth is hereby adopted and shall constitute an appropriation of the purposes stated in the sums therein set forth as appropriations and authorizations in the amount of $40,597,138.75 for municipal purposes and $1,275,613.25 for the minimum library tax. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor. We have a budget.
Thank you, Commissioner. Let's move to public comment on agenda items only. Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks of the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor, presiding officer, or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, let's move on to ordinance introductions. These two are Commissioner Petracco's ordinance introductions. Ordinance number 3427, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the Code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 2, Section 14, Parking Prohibited During Certain Hours. I move this ordinance be passed to a second reading, advertised in Nutley Sun, together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of the said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held on its second reading on
October 15,
2019. I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Ordinance number 3428, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the Code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Areas, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking, to remove the location set forth therein. I move this ordinance be passed to a second reading, advertised in the Nutley Sun, together with the notice required by law, and further consideration of said ordinance be for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at a second reading on October 15, 2019. I move the resolution. This is the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Commissioner Rogers, resolutions.
Okay, resolution number 223-19. Whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley adopted resolution number 173-19 on July 2, 2019, authorizing the municipal clerk to advertise for the receipt of sealed bids for the collection, removal, and disposal of solid waste, bulk waste, vegetable waste, leaves, and grass clippings. And whereas said resolution must be amended in order to include an addendum dated September 12, 2019, and to correct the bid opening date and time as per the bid advertisement specifications. Now, therefore, be it resolved that resolution number 173-19 is hereby amended to include an addendum dated September 12, 2019, to said bid specifications and to state that the aforementioned bids shall be publicly opened and read on October 2, 2019 in the Commission Chambers, Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive at 11 a.m. prevailing time. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That's it, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Whereas on Sunday, October 13, 2019, the Nutley Belleville Columbus Day and Italian Heritage Month Parade Committee will celebrate its 37th annual Columbus Day Parade festivities commemorating Columbus's historic voyage to the New World. And whereas the Parade Committee has a long history of commemorating Columbus Day each year in the Township of Nutley, which is looked forward to and enjoyed by both spectators and participants alike. And whereas the Nutley Belleville Columbus Day and Italian Heritage Month Parade Committee will celebrate its annual honoree dinner on Wednesday, October 2, 2019 at Nonina's in the Park. And whereas this year's Grand Marshal is Buddy J. Fortunato. And whereas Buddy J. Fortunato is joined by the Lifetime Achievement Award recipient, our own Gina Tamburi, the Italian Heritage Award recipient, Francesca Roselli, Belleville Woman of the Year, Anna Geniselli, Belleville Man of the Year, Joseph Pizzi, Nutley Woman of the Year, Marie Salimo, Nutley Man of the Year, Joseph Tessay, 2019 Renaissance Men, Matthew Genitempo, and our own Sal Scarpelli, 2019 Italian Business Leaders, Dino Vitigliano and Joseph Capasso, along with Community Excellence Award recipients, Walt Smith and Karen Yamins. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex join with the citizens of Nutley to salute and congratulate Grand Marshal Buddy J. Fortunato, Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Gina Tamburi, Italian Heritage Award recipient Francesco Roselli, Belleville Woman of the Year Anna Geniselli, Belleville Man of the Year Joseph Pizzi, Nutley Woman of the Year Marie Salimo, Nutley Man of the Year Joseph Tessay, 2019 Renaissance Men, Matthew Genitempo and Sal Scarpelli, 2019 Italian Business Leaders, Dino Vitigliano and Joseph Capasso, along with Community Excellence Award recipients, Walt Smith and Karen Yamins, as they are honored here tonight. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Proudly aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. Whereas New Jersey State Statute 54:4-3.3 provides certain war veterans who have suffered serious disability while in service full tax exemption on their principal residence. Whereas Mr. John Cook was granted a full exemption from payment of his taxes on June 11, 2019 and all subsequent years through resolution number 177-19, which was dated July 2, 2019. Mr. Cook had received a homestead rebate in error. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners that the Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund the 2016 homestead rebate in the amount of $249.03, which would be applied to the fourth quarter 2019 property tax of Mr. Cook. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
My next resolution, number 218-19. This resolution amends the terms of the trust indenture and connected to $1 million redevelopment area bond related to the Hoffman LaRoche property, which was issued at the time of the medical school negotiations and the closure of that deal. This is absolutely non-recourse debt. The debt is to be paid by the medical school and does not affect Nutley taxpayers. However, looking at the trust indenture, the trustee has asked for certain amendments that are administrative, which I will read. Whereas the U.S. Bank National Association, the trustee has requested certain amendments to the trust indenture to conform the definition of authorized denominations as currently defined by the trust indenture to the sinking fund payment schedule set forth in the trust indenture, which basically says how it will be paid and according to the schedule of payments. And it also says that it will allow the bondholder to receive the payment of, against the redemption price of the bonds without the physical presenting of actual bonds. So these are, again, administrative cleanup items. It's clear that prior to this resolution, the redeveloper, the bondholder, and the trustee, which is Prism is the redeveloper, the bondholder is Hackensack, and the trustee is National Bank, have all agreed to these changes without exception. So now, therefore, be resolved by the mayor and the township council of the township of Nutley in the county of Essex, state of New Jersey, as follows. One, approves a second amendment to the supplemental indenture form and authorizes the township clerk to authorize and affix and attest a seal of the township to the second amendment indenture in substantially the same form with such changes therein as council may advise. Two, that the township shall assist the trustee to take any and all actions required by the trustee to execute these said amendments. And three, incidental actions authorized by the officers are hereby authorized to execute and deliver the papers and certificates that are necessary to effect these indenture amendments. All prior resolutions of the township that are inconsistent with this resolution are repealed. The capitalized terms used in the resolution and not otherwise defined have the meaning given to such terms in the trust indenture, which is legalese for saying the capitalization terms haven't changed and that this resolution takes effect immediately. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas New Jersey Statute 54:4-3.3 provides war veterans who were honorably discharged from active service in the time of war in any branch of the armed services of the United States who have been or shall be declared by the United States Veterans Administration to be 100% and totally and permanently disabled connected to their wartime service, a full tax exemption for their dwelling and the lot that it's situated on. Whereas the taxpayer, the following taxpayer has filed an application for allowance of the full exemption with the proper supporting documentation, thus making the taxpayer eligible. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Howard Mosier be granted full exemption from payment of property taxes from June 5th, 2019, and all subsequent years thereafter on the property identified as Block 1400, Lot 1, Qualifier C-1003. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Just as a follow-up, I didn't read it. The Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund $3,168.50 for the 2019 property taxes. So moved as well.
Second as well.
There you go.
Can we go?
Yeah.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Whereas raffle applications have been received from the following organizations: VFW Post Number 493, License Number 23-18, Daily Pull Tab Instant Raffle, to be held daily from July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020. Whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the Municipal Clerk and the Police Department, now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved, the Municipal Clerk is authorized to issue the rifle licenses. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas an application has been filed by John Grew, LLC, for a person-to-person transfer of an inactive pocket plenary retail consumption license, number 07163301906, hereto issued to Joe Cott, Inc. And now, therefore, be resolved that the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, does hereby approve, effective September 17, 2019, the transfer of the aforesaid plenary retail consumption license to John Grew, LLC, and does hereby direct the Municipal Clerk to endorse the license certificate to the new ownership as follows. This license, subject to all its terms and conditions, is hereby transferred to John Grew, LLC, effective September 17, 2019, and move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas Topology New Jersey, LLC, 60 Union Street, North New Jersey, has been awarded a non-fair and open contract as a professional services pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A-20.4 or 20.5 as appropriate to provide professional planning services primarily related to the ongoing redevelopment of Hoplin, Roche, and Ciccolini properties in the Township of Nutley on September 4, 2018 by Resolution 196-18. And whereas services have exceeded the original contract in the amount of $50,000, and whereas Mayor Scarpelli, on behalf of the Commissioners, has recommended the following change order from said contract. Change order number one, provide professional services primarily related to the ongoing redevelopment of Poplin, Roche, and Ciccolini properties in Township of Nutley in the amount of $23,000, whereas funds are available from account number T15909918, Prism escrow account, and has been certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Said certification be attached to this resolution. And whereas the resolution also authorizes funds to be available from account T15909918 for the entire contract. Said certification be attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that change order number one and the amount of $23,000 be and is hereby approved. To move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Commissioner announcements. Commissioners, any announcements?
You want to go first?
Go.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I'll start this off this evening. On Sunday, September 29th, from 11 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we will be holding our festival in the park. We will have many vendors there. It's an outrageous event. It's an enjoyable day. Hopefully the weather is going to cooperate with us and everyone's going to have an outstanding time. I'd be remiss if I didn't congratulate both Mayor Scarpelli and our town attorney, Alan Genitempo, on both of their sons being named 2019 Renaissance Men by the Nutley Belleville Columbus Day Parade Committee. You gentlemen did an outstanding job. I know Sal's here. Sal, congratulations again. We're very proud of you. That's all I have there.
Thank you very much, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mayor. A couple things. September 24th is National Voter Registration Day. I wanted to just echo that anyone who hasn't registered to vote, please take advantage of the opportunity to vote. The Municipal Clerk's Office here at Town Hall is always there to help anyone who has any questions in processing their application or what's necessary in order to process their application for voter registration. The last day for registration for voters is October 15th, so the Municipal Clerk's Office will be open until 9 p.m. that evening to accommodate anyone who has a need to register at that time. The second thing I wanted to share is that, again, you know, teamwork is always important, right? So We initially did this summer where we've had the Division of Motor Vehicles mobile unit come to Nutley, residents were able to take advantage of services to update their driver's license. They were able to redeem license plates and a host of other things. Because of the popularity of it and the demand that we saw, we will actually have the mobile unit back here in town on Friday, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Once again, with the support of Commissioner Tucci, we'll be using the municipal lot down on Park Avenue. Commissioner Petracco will be providing our necessary public safety support for that as well. What's really big about this is that there's a new service that they're going to provide, in that if your vehicle needs to be inspected and you're within 60 days of the new inspection, the renewal, you'll be able to inspect your vehicle down on Park Avenue on October 11th between 10 and 2 p.m. So it's a great program, a great success. Originally, our municipal clerk did the research on this. She stayed with and dogged the state again to make sure that they came back. So I want to thank Lenny for the work that she did on that, but they will be here on the 11th. I have one thing that I will share. We'll say more about this in the next meeting or so. As you know, this town has fought hard to control affordable housing. We were initially informed that the Fair Share Housing was looking for 550 units to be established in Nutley. We successfully fought that, and there's only 55 that will be required, and they will be on the Roche site. Part of that program is a housing rehab program where eligible homeowners who have a need for certain significant repairs on their property can actually have those repairs done by securing an interest-free loan from the current COA trust. The trust has about $600,000 in it right now, and we're going to make that available through a process of application where we will award loans, interest-free loans, for up to about $12,000. What's important about it is it's a very simple thing. If you stay in your house for 10 years, the loan is forgiven. So there's no interest and the loan is forgiven. So it's a real opportunity to help residents in town. We have been able to do some other things. Ceci Trey Montana has been involved with this as our housing liaison. We've been working with the county to couple our program with the county housing program, which offers interest-free loans up to $25,000. They have agreed to administer the program, and we can couple it so homeowners will now have the ability to actually apply for loans that could be forgiven at the end of 10 years up to $35,000. So we're in the process of getting that together. We'll be sharing more about that in the coming weeks, but that's going to be the next step. And it's important to use that the developer fees, the money that we've been collecting from developers and people who have been improving their property, those fees now are going to be returned to taxpayers in the form of these interest-free loans to help important aspects of their property. Included in that is the ability for eligible property owners to replace their lead water line, service line from their house to the street. So then more to come on that. That's coming.
Thank you, Commissioner. Just to dovetail on Commissioner Tucci's Fall Festival, we're moving the farmers market that day only. That Sunday, September 29th, the farmers market will be located in the park, and that's to take advantage of all the people visiting the Fall Fest. So thank you, Commissioner.
My pleasure.
That concludes the business portion of the meeting. Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks of the board and its individual members must be addressed to the mayor. The mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the board shall be allowed unless the mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the board of commissioners this evening?
Chris Clary, 115 Georg Avenue. I just have a couple quick questions regarding the redevelopment of the Roach site. With Ralph Lauren moving in, do we have an approximate percentage of tax revenues that we basically what we lost versus what we're now going to be taking in with the redevelopment? And then also, is there any additional projects being planned at this time?
So, Mayor, can I take that?
Yeah.
So the occupancy of the property by Ralph Lauren basically occupies what was formerly an empty building. So included in our tax base right now is taxes associated with that property of $4.1 million. So Ralph Lauren's taxes are part of the current $4.1 million on the property. It is a pilot agreement. It does, but the pilot terms are very specific in that, one, they pay full local taxation. It's annually adjusted at 2%, and they pay a 2% annual administrative fee to the township, which basically gives us about 4% coverage each year to sustain that. You might hear about pilots where people say pilots don't pay the school tax. The pilot agreements in Nolley include the school tax. So to your point is the money that they're paying is already being paid in taxes. So as them occupying the building, there won't be an incremental new tax.
So versus what we were getting when Roach was occupying the property, approximately what percentage are we expecting to that? What Roach is paying are we anticipating at this point?
So when Roche announced their closure, they were paying us about $10 million in tax. Today it's $4.1 million, as I just said. The determination of how much that number will rise, right, is dependent upon what the future uses of the site will be. And as it does at this time, and at this point, there hasn't been any agreement as to what those future uses might include. Because we have to go through that redevelopment planning, and that's still in front of us.
So, and is the school, the Seton Hall, are they exempt from?
No.
No.
Interesting twist of the law, because the medical partnership between Seton Hall and Hackensack, they didn't purchase the building directly. They're leasing the building, which in effect makes it a taxable entity. So they are, on a similar basis, they are paying a tax to us. The biggest point of consideration, though, is that where there used to be some massive buildings that we did collect taxes on today, that's parking lot for the school, which is now will be undeveloped land. So there will be some exposure, depending upon which direction that we go into. So important about that. That's why the transitional aid has been so important, because it's been bridging the gap.
No, that's not going to last forever. So.
Well, it's $24 million so far and counting, so let's keep it going.
Yep. And in regards to any additional plans of redevelopment on that site, is there anything going?
We're still in negotiation with the developer.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none, motion to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Time is 8:59.
Good night, everybody.